Welcome everyone to another episode of LPF Debrief, where Chris and I talk about comic books, TV shows, and movies. And on today's episode, we are going to be discussing episode 4 of The Last of Us on HBO Max. This one was shot, directed by Jeremy Webb, the fourth episode of the series. We are flying through this. It feels like Sundays come up very quickly. And for a fun fact, if you guys didn't know, the next episode, which episode 5, is actually going to be airing on Friday, which I think is really cool because they're dodging the Super Bowl, which you should do. Like, and I think now that we're in a streaming service line where not as many people are watching these kind of shows on public TV or like live at the time, moving it to Friday so the people who do watch it live don't have to feel conflicted on watching the Super Bowl or watching Last of Us, you can just, you know, target all your things. It's kind of a win-win, honestly, because you're not pulling people away from the Super Bowl. So, and you're not forced to, you know, try to, you know, you still can get your numbers up. So just wanted to say that was a smart move on their part. There will be spoilers ahead, guys. And if you let us know how you guys felt about the episode, like, subscribe, do all that stuff. The engagement stuff really helps the algorithm and us getting viewed some more. So now that we are done with that lengthy intro, let's go ahead and talk about episode 4 of Last of Us. Chris, what were your thoughts? What were you feeling? How'd you feel throughout the episode? Let us know.
First things first, for audio listeners, I sound stuffy. It's an allergy morning for me. And same thing with video, guys. If you see me muted and moving and jerking around, it's because I'm sneezing. So anyway.
Hey, you do what you got to do, brother.
Dude. I got to get this review out there. The people got to know.
The people need to know.
You need to be debriefed. Anyway, but the episode was good. Felt very fast to me. We just kind of got through it.
I'd say the reason that was because we were so used to the episodes being an hour and a half. So like episode
this
one
was 57. Well, yeah. I mean, credits, so probably 45 minutes.
Yeah. So episode 1 was an hour, like a legit hour 30. And then the episode 3 was like an hour and 27 minutes. So I could see why you felt that way, but go ahead.
Yeah, but I can see people getting or complaining about this episode being short, or being, I guess, another it progressed the story a bit. Especially for how it ended and where the next episode is going. I'm going to be very excited because this is what I've been talking about for a while, is where these two characters came in. But yeah, this episode just kind of furthered Joel and Ellie's relationship more. I also wanted to point out, I've been saying that in the game, right? I thought in the beginning, I got to replay the first one. Because it's been forever. I thought before he meets Ellie, for some reason, I thought you fought Tommy in the first game. You do not. Mm-hmm. That is not Tommy. I think it's the guy who ends up getting shot in the hallway.
That
leads you on. I thought that was Tommy for some reason. And then I was like, wait, isn't Tommy? I'm not going to spoil that. But I had that wrong. So I apologize. So they didn't change anything in the beginning. Well, they changed it, but not really. But in this one, we kind of find out Ellie is, in my opinion, like the dorky lame kid, which is kind of cute. It's the jokes that she tries to make, the book and everything, trying to make a fun road trip out of it. She knows the world is ended, but that's not going to stop her from being a kid. And we definitely get those moments. And I really enjoyed it.
And the thing also with Ellie is that she is sheltered. And that's what a lot of people, so a lot of the things that she knows is only based off of what the Fedra, what Fedra is. So socially, obviously, I mean, even in a time of an apocalypse, right? Even when you have kids who, you know, are not usually associated with other kids, because, you know, Ellie speaks very vulgar. She's, you know, because she wasn't surrounded by other kids, right? So, not that many. So when she comes out as like kind of being like this dorky kid, it's because she was inside and she doesn't know. She hasn't seen a lot of the things in the thing. And it's just like when they're arguing about the map and she's like, dude, this is only my second time in a car. Like, you know what I mean? Like, What do you want from me? Like, give me a break. And that's things that Joel has to remember too in that relationship, because it's like, oh, you are dealing with someone who just hasn't been outdoors like you have been. And probably, you know, more than likely, if we do the time frame right, she grew up in this apocalypse and not in the world that Joel grew up in. So I think the way they're portraying Ellie, obviously, is the way they did it in the game. But the way that Bella Ramsey is performing, that being that kid that's very, like, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? I can't find it right now. But very, like, she's very, you know, damn, what's the word I'm looking for? But, like, she's looking, like, she's very, she's looking, like, you know, very surprised by things, right? She's very, like, you know, like, oh my God, like, this is a new thing, or oh my God, like, you know what I mean? So she's very surprised by a lot of things, and that's why, because she hasn't been out. So I think she's playing that perfectly, and just the way that their communication is happening, and the way that Joel is also starting to pick up on, like, little things like that, being like, oh snap, yeah, you're right, like, this is only your second time in a car, like, you know. So I think it's pretty cool.
One thing I wanted to point out was something very early on. So they're driving around. When they pull over to go camping, I did not expect them to sleep in the woods like that. I wouldn't have done that. As soon as they were, like, putting the sleep in, I was like, wait, they're sleeping outside of the truck?
Mm-hmm.
What the hell? So,
and remember, I mean, even Joel didn't even, during that scene, he didn't really even sleep, right? Because of what you're saying, like, because, and even the conversation they had before, like, Ellie actually went to bed, he's just kind of like, yeah, like, no one's gonna come out here. But he's like, I don't know that. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
I have no idea.
You know what I mean? We leave tire marks on the grass. Like, yeah, anyone can show up. So, you know, like, he doesn't get much sleep, even though that's what his goal was. He still showing that caring, fatherly, like, thing, even though he's still a bit closed off. But he was more doing it. So he was more doing the sleep for Ellie. And then also he was being that protector still for Ellie, even though he knows he needed some sleep, but he knows that it's really important to make sure he protects her for multiple reasons, but also that he's grown, like, Ellie's growing on her, growing on him, and you can see it.
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely, like I said, the whole episode was that is them building the relationship more. But then we get into the city, right? And I thought, for some reason, I guess I thought we were going to see more infected. I mean, also that scene of, like, that little, I called them the people, but I don't know what to call them.
What?
That the lady with all her mercenaries.
Yeah.
Not mercenaries.
I mean, they are kind of, yeah, because they basically take Kathleen. She basically took over. They took over They took over a Fedra, whatever they're called, the stations.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, yeah. But they basically took that over and now are running their things the way that, you know, they want to. So, yeah. So that's why it's very aggressive. Like, and she's looking for someone. So,
yeah. And it makes sense too now, because whenever they go for a raid and I saw them busting down doors, mm-hmm. I was like, man, they don't even care that infected's around. Yeah. Like, what's going on? It was a cool, it was a fun action scene, especially when you see the two guys and Joel runs past them. That little gun scene immediately felt like the game, where you're just hiding behind the truck, waiting for your shot, and you're like, all right, pop up, wing one. And the guy yelling at Joel when he kills somebody, like, just like the game, they're zoomed in and you hear the voice in the background. He's like, you mother, you know, like, yelling at him. I thought it was a lot of fun. It puts you in back in the, it's kind of like whenever we were reviewing Halo. And we were talking about the fighting scenes and how it felt like the game, like, it goes into first person mode. But this one felt like, you know, you did take somebody out. The camera's focused on Joel and you're hearing the yelling. So it puts you in that game mode mindset for the people that have played the game. What was it? Seeing Ellie go through everything she like the emotion she has to go through. Of her first fight, not really first fight, but just like, okay, now infect is not attacking me, but it's actual people, and I don't understand why we're doing this or why they're doing this. And it just that this whole scene just goes into a further rabbit hole for her of her actually saving Joel and that guy pleading for his life. And she's just like, I trust him. Yeah. But Joel knows, like, you can't, because he's going to say, you know, oh, we could be friends now. And then as soon as he leaves, you have 30 and you're outnumbered and he's going to take you out. No problem.
Yeah.
So,
and it goes back to what I was saying about Ellie being like, you know, being sheltered and not knowing about situations like that. Right. Like, she doesn't know. She, even when that scene begins, right, where it's basically like where that scene starts, where, you know, she's like, aren't we going to help him? And he's like, Joel's instantly like, no, like, there's no way, because Joel knows, because he's like, we find out later on in the episode, Joel has been on that side of where he's tricked people into thinking they needed help because they were desperate. Right. So Joel instantly gets that like PSD moment where he's just like, oh no, there's no way that I can help this dude out, because in my mind, I've done this before and I ended up, you know, killing the people that were in the thing that had the resources we need. So that whole scene was amazing just because of basically the scenario that they're going through, right? Like, you know, Ellie's seeing this for the first time. Joel is like, I know what this situation might occur, what might happen here. So there's no way I'm going to help this dude out. And then we see how equipped they are. When, even though they don't help the dude out, you know, they got the tire thing, so they pop their tires. But even before we get to that, I wanted to point out that scene where she has the magazine and they literally pulled that word for word from the game. And I think IGN did a really cool, like, side, not even like, they did like a up and down pretty much of like the scene side to side, word for word. Like, it was awesome, like, just to see moments like that, because if you remember the game and just hearing those things get called out, like, where it's just like, hey, like, you know what I mean? Like, he's like, yeah, don't touch that. Like, you know, she's like, I want to see what all the fuss is about. Like, it's legit exact. So it was pretty awesome that they're the way that they pay homage to this. And like you were saying, once that scene, because that car crash scene, if I'm not mistaken, does happen in the game. It's been a long time since I played part one.
Yeah, but I got to play the first one. Like, this one, that's what this episode.
But part one, I'm almost like, I'm pretty like, I want to say I'm pretty like, you do that scene that they were in, because you end up in that grocery store. And then you have to like go out, and then some infected, like, went as you're going through.
All I remember is that you, in the game, the truck's pulled out, something happens, you're in the city. That shot of like, is this a, whenever she's like, is this isn't this a Fedra location?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And you see the wall.
Yeah.
That's when you see the two brothers,
mm-hmm,
and they're being shot at. You see lights. It's at night and everything like that. And that's when they run into each other.
So
that's what I remember. That's the only part I remember. Yeah. Really.
So that happens. And basically, you know, the gunfight is just like the game, right? Waiting, being patient, like waiting for someone to poke out, shooting them. I love that they showed that, because that's what a real gunfight would be anyway, right? It's not like, you know,
you're not getting shot at,
but also
in the chest,
also some of these guys, even though they've taken over things, they're not really military trained, right? Like, you know, they're trying to be like a militia, but they're not essentially one of those. So some of their tactics are going to be off, things like that. You know, Joel trying to protect Ellie tells her, hey, go into this hole. Like, I don't want you to have to deal with any of this. They're not going to shoot at you, which he was right. And then, of course, you know, the scene where the guy comes out and is just like, you know, Joel thinks that everything's over. He goes ahead and that happens. And I think that's this scene, like I was saying, goes back to what I we were talking about, just how everything, basically Ellie being a sheltered person, not knowing the harms, but she notices that the person that's been protecting her is now in trouble. And that she needs to do something, right, to help him out. So she ends up, you know, having that knife, doing that, you know what I mean, doing that, doing the whole thing where basically she's like, I'm in this predicament that I need to help this dude out. Like, you know what I mean? So, and then she has the gun that she got from Bill's.
She thought about knife first.
She thought about the knife.
She did not go with the knife.
Yeah, because that would have been worse.
She would have been thrown into another wall like Joel threw her into a wall.
Exactly. So she would have, that would have happened. And then after that, basically, you know, things are happening basically. And she's like, you know, ends up shooting him. The guy ends up being paralyzed and is kind of like, you know, she didn't do a kill shot. And it's kind of a teaching moment, because now Ellie and, Joel are basically like, Joel's like, where'd you get that gun from? Like, I didn't want you to have a gun so that you weren't in this, like, basically in this kind of situation. And then, of course, you know, Joel knows he has to finish this off. Like, he can't just let this guy, you know, call his people in. He doesn't know how many people there are, right? And like we've said in the beginning, in the, like, one of the biggest issues with apocalyptic stuff, especially when you're dealing with like zombies or infected or whatever, the biggest issue is always the humans, because you don't know how they're going to react to you being there, right? Like, are they going to be friendly? Can you trust them? Like, and that's why the episode beforehand, right, where we see Bill and where, you know, the way he reacted, but how cautious he was to bringing people in, right? But you can see
everybody wants something. Yeah.
Right. So they come in, the way that they treated them was completely different to how these guys were going to treat them. Right. So I think that's why it was great that we had these episodes back to back, because you saw two different versions of how people can treat you in this apocalyptic world. Right.
Yeah.
So that to me was really cool. Just the whole scene, Joel finishes it off. And then after that, you're kind of like, you know, Joel, like in lecture mode, right? Where it's just like, hey, like, you shouldn't have been put in that situation. That guy kind of creeped up on me, this and that, like things of that nature, right? So the scene itself in general was just really good, but it was also captive on what we talked about, how everyone is kind of like, how Ellie and Joel are being able to have these kind of conversations also, where Joel is just not, because you could hear it in his tone, right? He wasn't even nearly as upset as he was previously with her, where he was like really upset just talking to her and stuff like that, like really angrily. So it showed growth, but it also showed teaching moments, and that now Joel is more willing to teach Ellie about moments like that. And we have the whole thing where she basically, he's like, you know what, you can keep the gun, like you show that you can use it, you show that you weren't afraid to it, like, and he knows now that Ellie has his back. So all of that. Well, cool.
He trusts her, and then she immediately betrays the trust by, like, you know, he's like, put the gun in your backpack. Yeah.
But
and
I mean,
she
of course,
looks at him and then puts it in her pocket. I was like,
she's going to be that person. Like, you know, you know.
I totally thought it was going to end up being like, you know, it's kind of funny that it put us in the situation, because it feels like just like the game where I try to predict everything and I'm like, oh, the gun's going to go off in her pocket and they're going to get caught or something like that.
Everything. I mean, they were pretty. Yeah. I agree with Ellie. I'm not putting that in my pack. Like, I'm going to have to take, like, if I'm in a situation, I'm going to have to take off my backpack to get the gun out. Like, you know what I mean? I don't think that's a really the smartest idea, you know? So I'm not mad at it at all.
Yeah. I also wanted to say that those guys, so the guys that attacked them aren't bad guys, mm-hmm. right?
Everybody just trying don't know to the situation
they,
right now.
Yeah. Too. And they really show both sides of, like, you know, Ellie and Joel think like these guys are raiders, like they're just willing to kill anybody. And then you see their side that they're hunting for somebody because of it's a revenge story for somebody else. This guy, they think this guy wronged them and they're looking for him. We also see the whole, what was it, man? The whenever you were talking about, you know, these guys aren't trained, they made sure to show that because they showed a shot of like everybody meeting up. And it zooms in on a woman, like an older woman with a military hat on. And I'm like, she does not look ready to do any of this. Like, she's just like, you know, they're just trying to survive. And you really see that. I wanted to point out, too, before I forgot, that the guy, his name is Perry. What's her name's? What's the lady, the leader's name?
Kathleen.
Kathleen, that's her right hand man. He is the voice actor of Tommy in the game, and I thought that was really cool. Yeah, so there's more. I'm glad that these guys are showing up. Still waiting on you know, we're still waiting on the original Joel and Ellie to show up, and I'm glad it wasn't. I thought they were gonna pull my leg and make them be the, instead of being brothers, it was gonna be a brother sister moment, and it'd be those two, and I'd be like, that is a very savage move. So I'm glad they didn't do that. So,
So pretty much it's been pretty cool. Like, just I love that they are bringing the original voice actors into certain roles, right? Like, I think we've seen one every episode, if I'm not mistaken, that's been besides episode 3, but we've seen like a voice actor from the, you know, original game. being inside of the show. And I think that's really cool because, you know, they're also great people to learn from, like for the actors to have that kind of support. Like, even if they're not playing their roles, at least, like, you know, they get to be a part of this game that they hold very dearly, right? And I think this whole medium of where the way that people kind of the way that people kind of like shun those things out, I think this is the best way to do it. Like, if you're not going to hire them to be the characters, at least put them in the show. Like, you know what I mean? Have them in there, have them part of the, like, the team, because they went through this story already, right? Like, they know what emotions need to be carried because we've seen them do it, right? Or heard them do it. So, and some of them, you know, with the mocap and how everything is nowadays, you know, overall though, like, I love that they're doing that. Kathleen's savage. She's pretty much, they're looking for, what's his name? Forget his name off the top of my head. I have it here. Give me a second. They're looking for Henry. They're looking for Henry.
What else is she from?
I'm not sure off the top of my head.
Okay. I've seen her before. She, like, she's a good character because she just looks sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And the way she talks is sweet, but she's very, you know, in this one, she's just like, you know, this is a different world.
Yeah.
I'm not sympathetic. I mean, you can see with the whole, like, hey, what if I have a doctor? Could he save them? And they're like, no, unfortunately not. She's like, okay, I have no use for him. Mm-hmm. She goes and takes him out. So it's like, she's beast.
Pretty savage. So, like, you know, things like that are happening. You know, things like that are happening, and it's pretty cool to see just how everything is, how everything's unfolding. So, like, even though this episode was shorter, I feel like we learned a lot about the characters and how everything is being portrayed. So I think they did a good job at just showing the militia and showing, you know, even though they've taken over Ephedra, and, you know, they talked about this at the end of the episode, that sometimes the people that take command over are actually going to be worse, right? And, like, you could see when she basically sends out this manhunt to find Joel, right? Or because she thinks Joel's associated with Henry, not knowing, not asking any questions. She's just like, I need you to find them because they're going to disrupt whatever we have planned here. We don't know exactly what's going on here. We don't know what their motives are, et cetera, et cetera. So overall, I thought it was, you know, that whole scene and the way that they interacted with each other, even though they haven't even seen each other yet, it was very telling on what we're going to get this next episode, right? But before we even talk about the next episode, we saw pretty much everything that was going down, you know, when they go into the house. You know, Joel is pretty aware of what everything that needs to happen on how he needs to move and stuff like that. So it is pretty cool that, you know, they go through the house, they go through the apartment, go to the top floor. He's like, you know, they have that funny moment again, where it's just basically like, you know, get up, old man. Like, you know, she's like, he's like, you know, I'm 56 or whatever. And, like, you know, their rapport is really being built there. Right.
Yeah.
And, they try to take a nap, and I'm not going to say the name of the characters because obviously they're good. Like, everyone's going to meet them. But if you play the games, you know who the characters are. But basically Joel's so-called, method of where, if he's going to hear it, and it was foreshadowed, right? Because Ellie totally gave it away. Ellie was like, you're going to be able to hear that? And then he was like, yeah, of course, that's the point. And then, you know, being a smartass, and then actually didn't. But before we get into that scene, also the great joke with the
did you know diarrhea is hereditary?
Exactly, because like, it runs in your... Yeah, and then them having that laughing moment was really, really nice before, obviously, they get guns drawn on them. So I thought, again, this was a really... Like you were talking about, built a lot of rapport between those two characters, much needed, because, again, Chris and I know what's going to happen, but that kind of stuff.
Maybe they might change it, but I doubt they change that part.
That part they're not changing. But, you know, but basically building that rapport is important, right? Because you want to have that feeling and have that sense of connection with them. And I think they're doing a good job there. And then two characters show up and pull them at gunpoint. And you can tell, like, she's like, Joel, like, you know, like, at first you think it's nothing, and then but you could hear it in her voice. And then she's like, Joel, like, get up. And then she's like, look around, you know, and guns are drawn. So I'm really excited for the next episode, because that's probably within The Last of Us, their story is probably one of my favorite stories.
Buckle up, man. Yeah. It actually goes by pretty quick in the game. That part of the story, I remember going through it, and then you get to the next scene, and I'm like, wait, what? What's going on? Also wanted to point out the big thing that underneath the garage, where he's like, you need to see this, and you see the thing move. That's not, that's new, right?
It's not real. No, and well, the thing that's coming is out entrance is new, but it's not like we've seen the hole. It just wasn't as dramatic size.
Okay, I couldn't remember.
But
I gotta play.
I'll tell you what it is off. But it's one of the different type of infected.
Yeah. So that's the biggest complaint I've heard so far about the show. Everybody loves the show. It's just that they wish they saw. I explained it where in the game you need mini bosses, and they've been getting upset that they don't see the mini bosses. So episode 3, in the game, I mean, obviously they changed 3, like how it goes. In the game, you meet Bill, but you have like a little bit of a mini boss. You have a bigger infected or anything like that. Different infected show up. In the game, and people are like, oh, we didn't get that. And I was like, well, because it's like, it's for us, because they need to repeat. Yeah, like, it's not over. But I'm saying, like, they're not going to just throw all these.
But also, it's, yeah, you're not going to just
a mini boss. Like,
but also, it wouldn't make sense in that area, because Bill's area, area is well protected and well fenced off and is in an isolated location. Like, it's not going to, again, this is where. You know, like I said, it doesn't have to be exact. There's things that you have to follow, like for TV that you have to follow, and like rules that, like, if they're going to put Bill in a secluded area to build this relationship, then you're not going to get a mini boss in that same area. It wouldn't make any sense. So, yeah. But yeah, I think that's probably, you have anything? What was your favorite part of the episode?
Favorite part of the episode. Oh man, I don't know if you guys have noticed. I've been struggling this whole series to find a favorite part, because the whole show is just great. Probably that laughing scene. I thought it was very sweet that we saw Joel finally laugh and smile a little bit, and he's like, you know, that joke was so bad, and dad jokes save the world. As bad as they are,
they are pretty bad. That one I crack up because it was a good one. I love dad jokes. So.
Yeah, and then I just wanted to say sorry for me sounding like crap, because I am feeling it.
I think you're good, man. Like I said, it is tough to find just one part that you particularly like. I think, like I said, the rapport building for me was generally my favorite. I like an episode like this because, you need to care for these characters. And this episode definitely showed that relationship for us caring for the two. Right. So I think they did a good job at showing that off. Obviously, you know, the first 3 episodes were also like very intense, like, you know, for multiple reasons. So I can get why people might have felt a certain kind of way about this episode. But even then, this was very intense, and I'm just always wanting more. Every time the episode ends, I want another one. And I'm glad that we get to do it weekly. But hey, we get this one on Friday, so that's going to be a good thing. So that's going to wrap it up for us. This one's going to be a little bit shorter because the episode was. But besides, again, guys, like, comment, let us know what you guys thought of the episode so we can comment and all that stuff. All right. So until next time, Fire Team